Samar Alector, as we said at the top of the program, has been sitting outside of Mark Miller's office since last March. She started the sit-in after her daughter died in Gaza, waiting for a visa to come to Canada. Now, the visa program for Gazans has come under critique from a number of people, namely because Canada is not able to get people outside of this occupied territory that is under siege, with a death toll, an official death toll, of roughly 40,000 people. The program has also been critiqued for asking a number of invasive questions that are not typical of these types of regimes, for setting the target extremely low, first at 1,000 and then at 5,000, compared to programs for other victims of war and genocide. Now, Mark Miller said on Twitter just 4 days ago that 189 people have arrived in Canada under the special measures. So this is a success to date of a program that started earlier this year after a conflict that started in October. But today, that program is not the focus of my conversation with Samar. Instead, it's the response she received from the SPVM, Montreal's police force, as a result of a peaceful protest she was staging outside of City Hall last Monday, where she used chalk, tried to write Free Palestine, and was handcuffed by police and slapped with a $100 fine. She says she knows her rights and won't stop until city officials hear her message. Here's our conversation. Tell me what you're doing outside of City Hall today.
It's part of my sit-in initiative or action that I've been doing outside Mark Miller's office. And I decided to change locations during the week. So I do 3 days outside Mark Miller's office, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Monday and Friday, I choose different locations, targeting either offices of MPs or other places. And for this week, I decided to target the City Hall, since Valérie Plante is complicit in the genocide and her inaction towards Palestine is so obvious.
First, maybe I'll get you to just contextualize the sit-in that you've been doing outside of Mark Miller's office. Can you tell me, just give me the timeline, like how long you've been doing the sit-in and why it originally started?
Yeah, so the sit-in started in March 26th of this year, and I've been doing that since. And the reason I wanted to start that sit-in is the immigration policy that, like that temporary visa program that Mark Miller initiated in January, under which not a single Palestinian made it to Canada until this moment. So I was hoping that for the government and for Miller to reconsider, reform the program so it makes it possible for the Palestinians from Gaza to come to Canada.
And so at the local level, I mean, you've decided to come outside of City Hall 2 days a week, you've said, because of Valérie Plante's complicity. What do you mean by that? When you say she's complicit as well, what is her role in all of this?
Now, there are two reasons I'm doing this outside the City Hall, and it's I'm doing this for this week only. I'm going to change the location later. The first one is that we confronted Valérie Plante in one of her events kind of like a couple of weeks ago, and we asked her about her position towards the selling of Palestinian lands in the West Bank in a synagogue here in Montreal. And that's total complicity, you know, and you know, against Palestinians. And she never answered the question. She pretended, just like she said, I'm just a mayor. I have nothing to do on the political level. I'm not the prime minister. I have no hand in that. But that event of selling lands happened in Montreal, and this is her responsibility, right, as a mayor. So she denied any kind of like relation or, you know, any action that she could take in that regard. She even refused to answer the question. So that was the first reason that I was like, no, we need to take an action against her. The second reason is the police violence and brutality that we've been seeing against Palestinian protesters and protests in general. And that happened, you know, ironically, I got arrested outside the City Hall. It's the place where people come to complain and protest about, you know, any injustices happening. So I think Valérie Plante feels kind of like threatened by our peaceful protests. and by our questions about her role towards the Palestinian cause. And she unleashed the cops to arrest me for using, like, it's a stupid thing, but for me, using the chalk on the sidewalk as a form of protest, you know?
And so can you tell me about that, which happened, that arrest would happen Monday? And it was an arrest. It wasn't just a ticket. They arrested you?
What happened is that they saw me writing something on it. I started to write Free Palestine. I didn't even finish it. Once they saw me using the chalk, they came. It's like, ma'am, you can't use that. It's against the municipal bylaw. And you can't do this. And I said, no, I have the right to do this. And the Canadian and Quebec Charter overrides the municipal bylaw that grants me it's part of the freedom of expression. And I continued to write with the chalk, and they stopped me immediately. They confiscated the chalk from me, and they handcuffed me. They searched me thoroughly. And they were planning, like they said, we're going to take you to the station, because I refused to give them my name. Eventually, I gave them my name. I was not taken to the station, but they put handcuffs on me. They searched me. They gave me a ticket, and they said, I can't use chalk on the sidewalk in Montreal because it's banned, simply.
Did they tell you why they put handcuffs on you?
They kept quoting the municipal bylaw that it's graffiti, and it's kind of like... I told them, it's washable, it's not permanent, it's not damaging nothing. But this is what they relied on to explain the arrest that happened to me, which for me doesn't make any sense, again.
Have you heard anything from, politicians, police in the days since, like, any kind of response? Because I know that this went viral on social media. People were sharing this, saying, how does this happen? Has there been any response at all?
No, nothing. Not a single word. But today, as I'm doing the second day outside the city hall, I did some writing by the truck on the sidewalk and other people, and the police came. They filmed all the writings on the sidewalk. They did not talk to us, but they documented everything. They filmed all of us, the protesters here, and they left. So I guess they're collecting evidence. Which is ridiculous. I'm saying evidence because they considered it as a crime, which is not a crime. I don't have any charges pressed against me. It was just a ticket, and still I have the right to do that as part of the freedom of expression.
Are you planning on going and contesting the ticket? What's your next steps here?
I am contesting that ticket because, as I said, there's no legal basis to what they've done to me. And it's ridiculous that I feel it's part of the police intimidation and harassment to me that's been going on for months, even outside Mark Miller's office. And now I think they've kind of like, on Monday, they found it appropriate for them to arrest me and like increase the level of harassment against me. So I stop, you know, the protests and sit in. But that's not working.
And I know you said earlier that you talked to a lawyer this week. Mm-hmm. Is that where you... I guess get the legal perspective that you're actually in the right here?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had knowledge about my basic rights, but to see this kind of like harassment from the police on a daily basis, and I had the same issue at McGill Gate, you know, 3 days ago, this week as well, we had a long argument with the police. It's a different supervisor, like different area. So as you know, there's like different areas and supervisors at the police department. So we had that long argument for like half a day about the chalk at the McGill Gate. And eventually my lawyer talked to the supervisor and she told me, I mean, even before, she told me you have the right to do that. You know, they have no right to stop you, to arrest you, to do nothing about it. But yeah, I got like informed, like I got more information about, you know, other kind of like if there's any risks to it or not. But I mean, again, I still have the right to do the chalk on the sidewalk. Anybody has the right to do that. I mean, it is like on the box, it's written, you know, washable chalk or like chalk for the sidewalk, and kids use it. Like, are they gonna arrest kids for doing that?
How does it feel after so many months of advocating, I mean, because of your daughter, right? Because of people that
you love and you care for in a peaceful manner. How does it then feel to be treated this way by police and hear nothing from politicians?
It's really disappointing to see how the government, the state, the police are treating like me and other people protesting with me. Because we're calling for an end of a genocide, you know? It's something, I mean, any human with a heart should do that. So it's really disappointing to see how the government is dealing with us and that complete disregard to our demands to stop the genocide, to stop the funding of the genocide, to reevaluate the program. But at the same time, it gives me power to go on because I lost my daughter already. I still have family in Gaza. I have family, like I have friends and people, even people I don't know, like in Gaza, they're all related to me, you know, it's my people. So I can't just, you know, bear witness to a genocide happening to my people and just, you know, stay at home or like go hiking or like take a cup of tea in at a restaurant to take care of my mental health. You know, this is what keeps me, you know, going on with this fight. It's like I have people I need to take care of, you know, to defend. And this is the type of way that's helping me mentally, honestly. I don't think, like, there's not, like, I believe nothing will stop me, you know? And we're acting, we're doing protests within the law. We're not doing something or anything outside the framework of the law and, you know, the rights, you know, that are guaranteed to us. But still, they're not happy with that. The government is not happy with that. The police are not happy with that. And that's why they keep harassing us.
And that was Samar Alakdor in conversation on Friday. We're outside of City Hall again, where she and supporters were writing chalk messages to free Palestine. Again, Samar was handcuffed for using chalk to just attempt to write free Palestine. And as you heard in that interview, she will be contesting that ticket. And we'll be following as the story develops.